Our next item is subdivision 2006-27 O.A. Newton. As a preliminary, it's a Bridge Branch Estates.
Pass down the plans.
Mr. Chairman, this application received conceptual approval for 131 lots on September 19th of 2007. That conceptual approval was with 17 conditions. This is a revised plan addressing the 17 conditions of approval. One of the conditions required a space between lots 120 through 124, 125 through 131. The engineers provided a 20-foot landscape easement between these lots. We raised the question, will you accept the easement or should it be actual dedicated open space? I received a letter from the Woodbridge School District. They signed off on the location of the bus stop. One of the conditions was that the lots along Route 404 had to be moved back, and that's approximately 40 to 50 feet back from Route 404. And if you feel that they've met the conditions of the conceptual approval, grant preliminary approval. You can see on the plan that bold black line is the walking path that is provided throughout the project.
Mr. Chairman,
sure.
Is there anyone here representing this project?
There may be. Would you like to ask a question?
Yes, I would.
Okay. I don't think we recognize Mr. Ryder. If you want to come on up here, we need you to give us your name for the record. Mr. Johnson has a question for you.
Yes, my name for the record is Rob Ryder, president of O.A. Newton.
And Mr. Ryder, in our discussions, both at the public hearing and afterwards, there was some discussion about the composition of the walking trails.
Yes.
Can you share that with the commission? What the intent is of the walking trails?
Yes, the intent for the walking trails is for those to be a hard, pervious surface. We've been doing some research on what might be best for that. Obviously, pavement would be an option or pervious concrete. We'd like to do something that's somewhat green from the standpoint of providing a pervious surface that water can run through. But it would be a hard surface to meet the requirements and, so that it could be a multimodal path.
Okay.
We did modify the plan from the original submittal so that almost every property has access or touches the walking paths.
Okay.
Safety being the primary concern there.
Well, and I know typically with cluster developments that I've been involved with in the past 3 years, we've always required, or typically have required, sidewalks that front on the properties. And these appear to be on the rear of the properties. So I'm not sure if that would lend to the safe pedestrian travel in between, because it's actually forcing them behind the properties in many cases. Granted, the community septic area is in the middle, but certainly my preference would be the pathways were on the front of the properties, because that would lend itself, for example, someone who's in lot 22 to go down and visit with a neighbor on lot 17, perhaps easier than going, through their backyard. So I'm not. And I know typically when we've looked at walking trails before, and again, this is from looking at the plans today, what I'm saying today. I'm not sure if that really provides the interconnectivity that we normally would be looking for in a cluster development.
If you recall, the original intent was to install the roads as roads with swales and to not do curbs and gutters and sidewalks from the standpoint of infrastructure costs and trying to keep the price point of this as a moderately priced development, which is why we went the route of the walking trails. And then in response to the dialogue at the last meeting, we expanded the walking trails so that they would be, and trail may be the wrong word, path, I guess, or multimodal path, so that they would go throughout the entire development and be accessible from every home. Again, the idea is when a kid gets off the school bus, he can head down a path if there's not a parent there to pick him up, and he can get to his house without being in the street. Obviously, in the street, the other safety precautions would be put in place to limit speed and whatnot.
From a cost perspective, wouldn't it be cheaper for you to have the pathways or the multimodal paved pathways or sidewalks, whatever we want to call them, wouldn't that be less expensive to do it in front of the properties than behind?
I probably don't have a good answer to that at this point. We haven't gotten far enough along with engineering to come up with actual costs. I don't have a good answer to that.
Okay.
Frankly.
Anyone else on the commission have concerns about the...
I just have a question.
Yes, sir.
Is there a reason why they're in the back? Is it because the swales are in the front?
I think it evolved that way. I mean, the original intent was a walking path that would be kind of through the green area and the open area. And so as we laid them out, it kind of made sense to have them in the back. I don't see any if it was preferred that they were in the front, I don't see a problem with that. From a layout standpoint, I really don't think it makes a significant difference. But it was just more from a conceptual standpoint of let's have the walking paths through the areas where there's open area and trees and landscaping and whatnot, as opposed to in front of everybody's house. So we're open to either.
Okay. Is your engineering person here?
Don is here.
I'm just not sure if Mr. Murray worked on this project. If he did, I'd like to come up and ask you.
He's certainly been involved. He's not the lead designer, but he's...
Well, and I understand that you may not be able to answer. Step right up.
Come on up here.
I'm somewhat familiar with the plan. For the record, my name is John Murray. I'm project manager with Kircher Engineering.
I can tell you don't feel particularly familiar with it because you're trying to stay in the back of the room.
No, I'm not. I'm in the middle. I'm not all the way back. There's two reasons why we put the path where we did behind the lots. And the first reason was because we felt that it created an interconnectivity for the homes, not only to go from home to home, granted they're in the backyard, but the interconnectivity would benefit going from either parcel to parcel, as was mentioned with visiting a neighbor. And then the walking path would also be adjacent to the open space. So if someone was back near the open space and wanted to enjoy it, you know, the walking path.
What kind of engineering challenge does it present to put, for instance, sidewalks on the front side of the lots?
And there's no real limitation, with the exception of that if we're going with the swale scenario,
right?
Then you're looking at a safety concern as to, if you look at the county cross section, what's required for the roadway. You've got the runoff from the roadway, which is sheet flowing off the road,
right?
And then it'd be coming off the road into these grass swales. So the concern would be the placement of those walking paths adjacent to the roadway without doing curb and gutter. So it's a safety concern, not so much say in spring and summertime, but say this time of year when it's a little bit colder, if that water sheet flows across the road and you have open swales, so you don't have a curb stopping that water, the water's going across that road. If it sheet flows, for example, if you put your walking path directly up against that pavement, then the only way for the water to get to the swale is to sheet flow across the sidewalk or the walking path. If it ices...
Is it possible to put the swale between the roadway and the sidewalk?
It's possible. We would have to, I guess, meet with the county engineering department to ask for a modification to their standard roadway cross-section to make that happen.
If you're talking about
putting pavement and then swale and then sidewalk,
yeah,
it'd be a matter of getting an approval from the county engineering department to go with that configuration.
I didn't think that the county had a requirement that would affect the placement of the sidewalk outside of the.
Not inside the right of way.
Yeah, or whatever, yeah.
If it's outside of the right of way, then it wouldn't be an issue now.
Okay. I was for the benefit of the commission and your applicant, wanting to know what the parameters were, you know, because we're certainly not insensitive to the, you know, the problems that sometimes get inadvertently created by things that we ask for. But that's why I asked the question. Thank you. Anybody else in it for anything for either one?
Just like to offer one comment. I'm not detailed to the engineering department requirements, but from what I've seen, most of the time it's preferable to have some kind of space between the travel pavement and the sidewalk, unless there's parking in between. If there's parking in between, then you can have the pavement for the street, the parking, and then the sidewalk.
Yeah.
But if there's no parking in between, it's preferable to have some kind of open space, swale, median, whatever you want to call it, in between, just for safety reasons.
All right. Thank you. Well, Mr. Burton, I'm sure that exchange has made everything just crystal clear for you. You would like to obtain a motion.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I'm not quite sure how we would address a motion if we're looking for changes in sidewalks other than a deferral.
One way I'll suggest, not knowing which direction you're going, but I think if you could word it in such a way, certainly that's something that could come back as part of final site plan review, because that would encompass county engineering's review of the project.
I think that would be good. I don't necessarily want to
just
hold them up anymore.
I don't either.
Hold them up anymore, but just perhaps could word a motion such that they could take care of that at the next stage rather than having to come back through as a preliminary.
Okay.
Just a thought.
And I think there was another question that was raised concerning the spacing between 124 to 120 and 125 to 131, whether that was whether it should be dedicated to open space or an easement.
Oh yeah.
And how, Mr. Robertson, how do we typically handle that when we've had spaces between lots like that to give a sense of openness? Is that usually designed as an easement or open space?
Yeah, and I don't recall what the origins of that particular requirement were, but I mean, the open space has been open space. Yeah. You know, in other words, it's not been part of the lots.
I think it was probably, when you look at the plan, it's the only place where lots back up to lots.
Right.
And I think there was just some effort to provide some separation. I think if you... I would say ideally would be nice to not have it within the lot lines of a lot, but I think in this case, as a practical matter, this might suffice for what we had intended to have happen there. You know, anytime it's not dedicated, you've got maintenance issues and so on, and it's generally not good. I think it would be a hardship in this instance to try to put a strip of dedicated land through there. All the lot size calculations would change, as long as the buyers know what they're buying, it certainly has to be in their deed, and they have to be, to know what it is.
So we're talking about an easement, or we're talking about?
Well, it's being presented as an easement, and I'm not.
That's acceptable.
To me, reluctantly in this situation, yeah.
Okay.
But generally, it's better if you can have it as part of the open space. Then there's no question as to who maintains it and all that good stuff. But this is the only place it occurs on this plan. It's the only place where lots back up to each other. Well, there's one. I guess on this corner ones, but well, no, they don't either. That's the only place. Those lots. But I'm just one of five.
So you would leave it as an easement, and a lot owner would then maintain it through?
Yeah, it's not ideal, but it doesn't bother me as much in this instance. But as I said, that's just me.
Lots.
Your pardon?
It's only a few lots.
Yeah.
Yeah,
if it was all over the place, it would.
Okay, well, Mr. Chairman, if you recall, when we originally gave a conceptual approval, we had some very detailed items in there. Mr. Robertson, would it be necessary and appropriate to repeat those or just to address the general issues of the preliminary approval as submitted with the, and my motion will reflect the change to sidewalks.
I think you could do it. Preliminary approval reflecting the change relating to sidewalks, and I would just incorporate by reference the items set forth in the prior conceptual approval.
Because I know you have a cold and you don't want to read two pages, and I don't either.
Just for the record, perhaps what you could do is reference the conceptual approval as set forth in the minutes of whatever date the meeting was.
Okay. Well, Mr. Chairman, this originally had your initials on it, then it had Mr. Burton's initials on it, and I'll play the mediator now.
Actually, I think, I'm not sure.
It's in Mr. Wheatley's area.
Okay.
So, Mr. Chairman, concerning the application of O.A. Newton for subdivision 2006-37, my motion is for approval as a preliminary. Referencing the items that were specified at the meeting of September 19th of 2007, where we outlined in details the reasons for the approval as well as the conditions. And with that, I want to enter in an additional condition that sidewalks be provided on both sides of the street throughout the development, and that they interconnect with the paved multimodal pathway that's required by DelDOT.
Johnson, one suggestion I have for you is perhaps you would consider that sidewalks must be adjacent to all building lots, because you've got some areas here that's going to be hard to work a sidewalk on this side of the road here. Would be my concern that might be a little more difficult.
The front part I wouldn't be as concerned, because that provides connectivity to the front.
Right.
Perhaps this area along the community septic area, well, there's not. That's the only area in here that I see that's not, so there's not a house.
Yeah.
So with that in mind, I amend my last condition that sidewalks be provided fronting all the lots.
I think the public would be well served to not encourage them to walk next to the septic system, but just a thought.
Let me ask one other question just for clarification for the records. So this doesn't come up again. are the sidewalks that you're proposing, Mr. Johnson, in lieu of the path that is shown on the plan that we're looking at?
In lieu of the walking.
In lieu of the paved paths that are provided through the exterior of the project.
That was a question to come up. Do they need the paths and the sidewalks? Some confusion about that. Okay.
I'd be happy with the sidewalks.
Sidewalks, yeah.
Interior walk trail.
Yes, yeah.
Multimodal in the
Correct.
Trail.
Is that clear as mud?
All we need is a second. It's been moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2006-27 OA Newton Bridge Branch Estates as a preliminary for the reasons and with the conditions stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next